Greetings and welcome. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, some Prokofiev, Quartetto Gelato, the infamous oboe music, of course, but today it's going to be in some interesting collaborations. Let's begin with some Tchaikovsky. Now, this particular music has resonance for me, as I have memories of traveling around Australia with a youth orchestra and dancing backstage to this next selection. Written for strings, as a wind player, this was our time off, but the beauty in the music made it a time on for me as I danced backstage to the music. It was written in 1880 by Tchaikovsky, and he comments of his Serenade for Strings. It is a heartfelt piece, something between a symphony and a string quintet. It was first performed back on October 30th of 1881 in St. Petersburg, and today, a lovely performance by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. We're going to hear the opening movement.
Thank you. Thank you.
What a passionate opening to the program. That was the opening of Tchaikovsky's Serenade in C Major for Strings, a lovely work. And that was a great performance by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. This next composer dubbed his next symphony with classical, and I'll tell you why, for the following reasons. Now, these are reasons that he picked out. He said because it was a simple piece. Just for fun to tease the geese, not sure I understand that one. And thirdly, in hopes that it would become a repertory staple. Well, it seems to have passed on all three criteria. It premiered back in April of 1918, and I'm speaking of Prokofiev's Classical Symphony, and did go on to become one of the most frequently played symphonies of the 20th century. Now, we're going to hear it today with a little bit of Canadian flair. This is a performance by the Montreal Chamber Players, directed by Francisco de Galvez. An effortless performance by the Montreal Chamber Players. That was Prokofiev's Classical Symphony, and they were conducted by Francisco de Galvez. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. We're going to continue with another Canadian gem, Quartetto Gelato. This is a Canadian classical quartet based out of Toronto, Ontario. The group was originally formed back in 1989, and they quickly established themselves, emerging on, at that time, the new classical scene early in their career. They actually won the title of NPR Performance Today's Debut Artist of the Year back in 1996 and continued on with success. In 2010, they received the distinction as the best classical group at the 10th Annual Independent Music Awards during Canadian Music Week. Well, they continue to put out beautiful albums, but we're going to go back to some of Quartetto Gelato's early years. This comes from their disc Rustic Chivalry, which, as they express, conjures up the elements of drama, passion, lyricism, and earthiness. Here's a taste.
Thank you.
That was Quartetto Gelato and Handel's Passacaglia from their disc Rustic Chivalry. And yes, for regular listeners, I think it is that time of the program to celebrate the underrated instrument. Some say it's one of the hardest to play, to perfect. That's why I'm speaking about the oboe. This morning we're going to kind of go a little on the upside, and we're going to go in to explore some music from Japan. Now, I find this CD particularly beautiful. It is a compilation of Japanese melodies. We're going to hear two selections. The first, Hambabe no Nuta, which is a seaside boating song, and Kamaru Maguta, a horseman song. It's a lovely performance. Here is Jean-François Payard and his chamber orchestra. two Japanese melodies, Hambabe Nonuta and Kamaru Maguta. They come from a disc called Japanese Melodies, and we heard the members of the Jean-François Béard Chamber Orchestra and Jacques Chambon on oboe. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And here is a great Canadian export, Jens Lindemann, formerly of the Canadian Brass. He now teaches at UCLA and performs internationally. This selection comes from one of his discs called Rising Sun. It's music by Bill Whalen. Here is Riverdance.
Thank you.
You can just imagine the flying feet in that performance. That was River Dance, arranged by Ray Farr, a performance by Jens Lindemann from the CD Rising Sun. We're going to slow it down just a little bit and go back a few centuries with some music by Johann Friedrich Fasch. Now, he was a German violinist and composer. In his early days, he came to Leipzig at the age of 13 and was, for the most part, self-taught. And because, and I quote, he said, he had not the means to pay for the information. Well, doesn't show that. His works include cantatas, concertos, symphonies, and chamber music. But none of his pieces were actually printed in his lifetime, and a large number of his vocal works, including four operas, have been lost. However, he was held in high regard by lots of his contemporaries, including, get this, Johann Sebastian Bach, who actually made manuscript copies of a number of his pieces. And today, Fasch is considered kind of a link between the Baroque and classical periods. He wrote some lovely chamber music, and we're going to hear some of it today. His quartet in B-flat major for recorder, oboe, and violin and basso continuo. These are the members of Camerata Cologne.
Thank you.
The Camerata Cologne and the opening two movements of Fasch's Quartet in B-flat major for recorder, oboe, violin, and basso continuo. This is Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I do believe there is time for a favorite that I was introduced to decades ago, the talents of Nina Simone. She was born Eunice Kathleen Wainman in 1933, and she did it all. A singer, songwriter, pianist, arranger, and civil rights activist. Also an excellent jazz musician, and at the same time, if that was not enough, aspiring to become a classical pianist. I think she left a beautiful legacy, and few can touch her voice. And here's a taste, and is something that I think we all could use a little of.
I want a little sugar in my bowl. I want a little sweetness down in my soul. I could stand some loving, oh, so bad. I feel so funny, I feel so sad. I want a little steam on my clothes. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I need some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling. I want some sugar in my bowl. So they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I want some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling. I want some sugar in my bowl.
Don't we all, the smoky voice of Nina Simone, and I want some sugar in my bowl. You have been listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thanks for joining me. Till next time.